Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's an app. These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
It's hour two of the program. We'll get to your Bruins slots here coming up in a minute, but I do want to get through these calls and I want to hear from the Golden State Warriors GM last night, who had quite a turn at the podium after KD got hurt. This guy, holy smokes. But as promised here, back to the calls. Scott and Weymouth, go, Scott.
Here we go, I'm on right now.
Go, Scott.
Felga, what's up? Sorry about that. All right, a quick take on Ortiz. It may be controversial. I'm going to elaborate. Random shootings for no reason are very rare. Santo Domingo is no different than any other city like Boston. If you mess with people's families, you're going to get hurt. And I'm telling you right now, people don't get randomly shot in the back. He did something, and it's going to come out in the laundry eventually.
Okay, well, let's see. If it's just messing around with a woman, that does not constitute or deserve getting assassinated.
Yeah, I'm not sure anything warrants that response.
Well, if you're only going to go down that road, there might be some things that if
child molestation.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you. What I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But like cheating?
Running around with someone's woman does not mean that individual then has the right to kill you.
No, right.
Okay? Maybe some things do. A very short list, Maz, but.
No, I got you.
That is certainly not one of them. So, you know, and I'm sure he himself, if and when he gets through this, we'll sit back and say, I need to reassess who I'm running with and the positions that I put myself in and the situations I put myself in. And he'll take a hard look at that. He should. But again, that doesn't mean it's any less, you know, any less of a tragedy or he's any less of a victim because he put himself in that does, just because you put yourself or you've got, you know, questionable friends or made a questionable decision does not mean someone has the right to come and assassinate you.
No, that's right. I mean, again, there's just no way around that part of it. And we'll find out. I just think that it's hard to not look at this story and say, well, what prompted this?
Right. And so we'll...
Right. So, I mean, that's just human nature. And you know, I like the guy, always did like the guy. But when something like this happens, you say, well, what was that person so mad about?
Okay, but so...
I mean, we've watched enough movies and documentaries to know you cross a drug lord. They're not the types to talk it out, you know? So, again, not that it's deserved.
So maybe he's, you know, he's guilty of stupidity, which is fine. That's still no reason to assassinated.
I'm true. David Ortiz. Everyone loves me here in this country. You know?
Right. But, you know, again, I think we all want to know, what the hell? What the heck just happened, and why did that happen?
Yeah, again, scary, terrifying. That video, like, it's hard to forget that thing. He's sitting there. A guy walks up, shoots him in the back. Like, I mean, that's a hard one to get past.
Pete in Delaware, go ahead, Pete.
Hey guys, so the Durant injury, you know, everyone's speculating how it's going to change things. I think the biggest, I hate to say, winner at Durant's expense, but it's the Pelicans because Anthony Davis is now basically going to be the biggest thing on the market, even though he's not a free agent. I think his trade value probably just went up a notch. And also, one quick thing, guys, what do you think with Anthony Davis being a free agent next year after this year? Do you think that type of injury, Durant's going to be in his head that, you know what, I want to go to this place or that place. I am just not going somewhere I don't want to be.
I don't get that second part. I don't know. He looks at his own mortality because someone else got hurt?
No.
Okay, players don't usually think that way. They think they're never going to get hurt. And, of course, the first thing, I don't even remember what he said. Because you give me two things, I can't remember. How about the Warriors GM?
That the biggest winner is the Pelicans because they have Anthony Davis. Now the price for Davis goes up.
Did you even think that's true?
I think there might be some of that.
Really? I don't. The price is the price.
Yeah, I think now, though, that maybe teams that weren't in on Davis before, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Knicks were going to be in it either way. But I don't know. Like, there's a more urgency because you're impatient to say, now we got to go do it and we'll give you an extra piece. Might not be anything that big. But there's one less player on the market. It's supply and demand, isn't it?
I think the winners are the teams in the East that were going to have to go through Durant, Irving, and the Knicks.
Sure.
If that's what was happening. So you, Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, those are the winners. And who knows? You all think Kyrie's gone. I think Kyrie Irving's gone. But maybe, just maybe, the door is ajar there for him to say, well, now I'm going to wait a year too. Maybe. But certainly that first thing is true. There's one less team to contend with next year. Meanwhile, this Warriors GM...
Oh, my God, this thing.
Well, this team president. What's his name?
Gentle Bob Myers.
Bob Myers. Is he the president or GM or both?
He's the GM. I don't know if he's the president.
Okay. The Warriors GM takes to the podium last night in Toronto.
I heard this live, and I almost drove off the road.
Go ahead, Jim. No, Jimmy, hold on.
It's just that right there. You know, it's...
I didn't say play Brett Favre. I said play this Warriors GM.
It's going off the
blubbering.
Rails.
Blubbering.
Seriously, though.
The freaking drama.
I was listening to a guy. I told you, I was like, this is embarrassing. Go ahead.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball
group. The drama.
Oh, it's, God.
It makes me uncomfortable.
So what?
And that's a man coming undone, is what that is.
So when I heard this, okay, I heard this live last night. I was in the car. I went, holy crap. I was listening to this and I said, dude, he didn't die. It's an Achilles injury. Like, and I understand there's a great deal at stake for Durant individually, but Kevin Durant's going to be fine. This is a fixable thing.
Yeah, well, it's going to take his time.
Right.
He'll be okay.
But you know, there are things like you could say, okay, this guy's getting emotional. I get it. It's a life-altering thing, right? You know, cancer, heart disease. Like,
he'll never get to play with his children again.
Right. Organ ailments, all of that. Torn Achilles.
And I'm sure that there's some level of guilt on his behalf and others in the organization for kind of forcing him back in, which I do believe happened. But you can't come undone at the podium like that. And to compare what Sam Kennedy did yesterday, by the way, did you see him like a blubbering idiot talking about David Ortiz, who got shot? So is Sam Kennedy a heartless bastard because he didn't cry like this fool last night?
I mean, that's how I felt. I was listening to him going, oh, my God, this guy's a blubbering idiot. He was blubbering and just, you know, tears and
babbling. No, he's an idiot, man. He's a blubbering idiot. You're right.
Wow. I heard it. I said, holy crap.
Is anyone upset that Bruce Cassidy and the Bruins brass didn't do this when Zdeno Chara broke his jaw or any of the other
Chris
guys?
Chris Wagner.
Right. Kevin Miller. Any of these other guys that had bad injuries?
It's a sports injury. That's what it is. It's a sports injury. Seriously.
Give the piece again. If you have to blame anyone,
he's got
dramatic pause. Dramatic pause.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world.
This cruel world.
If you have to,
blame me.
You can blame me. I run our basketball operations department. And
that's where the owner should break in. Not anymore. I can't. No. You can never get in front of a camera ever again. And I'm telling you, while watching this, again, Maz, it was the same thing. I was like, what is happening here? Are they going to say that they found a lump when they were checking his torn Achilles?
Right, like, it was like, you know, like, seriously, I was like, it's a sports injury.
Keep going, Jimmy.
Who's got a...
And I'm sympathetic to the plight of Durant, but this is ridiculous.
I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world. And if you have to, you can blame me. I run our basketball operations department. And let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong.
Yeah, that was me.
And I'm not here to...
I thought it was fake.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
Oh, God.
He's a good teammate. A good person. It's not fair.
And did you see what Durant posted on Instagram last night too?
Yeah,
he put LOL after
he did. Yeah, he did.
The win was like taking a shot at tequila. LOL. So yeah, it sucks, and he's feeling down. But even he was in jest, like, "Hey, still a great win for the boys." This blubbering idiot sitting there like a fool.
Seriously though, seriously. I mean, what a complete jackass. Like I don't know what more to really. I was looking at him going, "Oh my God, this guy's a boob."
I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world and
this cruel world.
If you have to,
blame me.
You can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
It's my fault. And he's got turf toe.
Seriously,
it's a sports injury. It's a sports. I heard this on the road last night. I was like, oh my God. Like, I almost emailed you guys in real time. I was like, you guys got to hear this thing. What a jackass.
It was at like midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I mean, but I figured, you know, I don't know if you're watching, but at the very least, I didn't want to forget it before the morning. So I was like, hey, I emailed these guys about this now. What a donkey this guy is.
Okay. The Durant stuff.
I understand this world.
Thank you, Bob. It's a cruel world, Bob.
And if you have to,
I'm going
to
blame you.
You can blame me. Yes. I run our basketball operations department.
Yes, we're going to. So we have this Durant Ortiz on the table. We'll get to our Bruins thoughts right after this, and then we'll mix them all together. Bruins next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's an app. These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz. 95 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Would you say, I mean, win or lose tomorrow, would you say he's shut the critics up?
Well, that's up to for them to decide. I mean, for you who followed me, I've been honest with his play for 3 years I've been here, but I'm not a critic. I always believed he's one of the elite goalies in the league. I think when you win championships, it cements that. You know, that's part of your legacy. So clearly winning a championship at any, you know, those key positions, quarterback, you know, starting pitcher, you know, goaltender is a lot of times what defines you down the road. So, you know, he'll be ready to do it. Let's hope we're good in front of him. I have no worries about him tomorrow. You know, it's more about our team being ready to go and executing the way we need to.
No, the media just can't get away from them. The talk show topic with Tuukka Rask. Is it about shutting up his critics or is it about winning his first championship? What does it matter? What do the critics matter? He hasn't won a championship. He's one of the best goalies in the world, has been one of the best goalies in the league for about 10 years, and he hasn't won one. Isn't that the story?
Yes.
What does that have to do with what people say about him?
Oh, no, but that's the old cop-out way of asking the question, that you put it on the critics instead of asking it the harder way.
That's true, too.
Why haven't you won yet?
You're right.
Why haven't you won yet?
Some people are saying.
Exactly.
You're right. I've done that.
Yeah. So what they don't is some people like to say, or some people like me, like to say, and they just don't want to own up to the fact that they believe it, too.
But Cassidy's right there on Tuukka Rask. If he doesn't win tomorrow night, has he proven anything?
No. I mean, I just, if he were to lose 1-0 on some goal that some guy picked a corner on, or, you know, I'm just, like, he's played so well. I mean, he's been dynamite that I would be reluctant to say you can't win a cup with him. Like, I don't know that you.
If they lose 1-0, he wins the Conn Smythe in a loss like Jaguar did in 03, then I think he did prove something. It just sucked. They weren't able to put the puck in the net.
But the bottom line is this, over time, no one will remember that.
Yeah.
All that they'll remember is that he didn't win a cup. And look, that part of it sucks.
Not really.
But that's the reality of it.
I don't think it sucks.
Well, because he's played well enough to win a cup.
It's not just about him. It's about anyone. Final exams. It's about championships. And if you don't win one, we look at you differently. Period. Story over. That's why we play these games in the first place. So I absolutely hold it against guys who haven't won championships. And, you know, not every situation is created equal. Peyton Manning's shortcomings in big games weigh far more heavily on him than his guard. You know, I'm not treating everyone the same, or that I'd rather have Trent Dilfer than Dan Marino. I'm like, I'm not stupid, but just on balance, I think it is okay to look at who's come through in those situations and who hasn't. Now, Rask has come through in the situation. I mean, that's the offshoot of it. He's completely come through.
Well, so that's my only point. It's like, again, if the question is,
but if he loses 5-4 tomorrow,
well,
then...
right. So then that's different. I mean, that's different. But like, you know, that's why I say I need to see how it sort of shakes out. But the bottom line is no one will care.
I'm not sure. My thing with him always, and I don't know why I get dragged into this again. It's so freaking stupid. Is not that he's not capable of it. I've said it a million times. He has the talent to win a cup. My point has always been he hasn't given you what you've needed in the past. Like, that's always been my debate, that he hasn't been good enough in the past. He hasn't. I think this year proves it. I think this year he's hit the championship level. And I think you see it now. You see the level he failed to reach before. So, like, I don't know. I just think that's apparent. I think this year proves people on my side of it are right. He wasn't this guy in the past. He just wasn't. I mean, that's a fact. I don't know. Look at it.
I mean, there's been another gear in his game this spring.
There's been a consistency to his game, right? I mean, you mentioned 2013 is save percentage of 970 against the Penguins in that conference final. So he's hit this pitch here for certain series. And he's never put four together like this. He's never gone on a run like this. And so here he is. I mean, I'm rooting for him, of course. It's great. Great story. Finally breaks through. And, that leads to this item right here. Remember before this series, I said let's draft the series?
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Let's draft game 7. And I want to see how this has changed and, you know, who your top players off the board would be and if this tells us anything for game 7.
Okay.
In this one, goalies are included. You can put goalies wherever you want.
Okay.
Okay? First pick.
Tuukka.
Tuukka Rask.
Obviously. Who's your number 2 pick if you're redrafting the series right now?
Ryan O'Reilly.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say Parayko. But tell you what, either one, both those guys have been terrific.
Okay.
I just like that big defenseman. I like it.
So,
but O'Reilly's a legit pick.
Okay. Who's third?
Can
I give you mine?
Yeah, please.
Rask is number 1. The next 3 off the board.
Blues.
O'Reilly, Parayko, Pietrangelo. And I'd take all 3 of those guys over their freaking goalie. And I think I'm taking all 3 of those guys over any of your skaters. Hey, do the Bruins have a single player who have impacted the series consistently in as much as Ryan O'Reilly, Parayko, and Pietrangelo?
Probably not. I mean, I think the guys you're going to pick for Bruins to start are Coyle, Johansson, McAvoy.
But
he hasn't had a great series.
Look, Ryan O'Reilly leads the series in scoring. Ryan O'Reilly has 7 points and is a +3. You know who your leader is? Torrey Krug with 6 points, but he's a -1.
And he's been nothing in these last few games.
So Rask is the clear number 1.
Yeah.
But you tell me what Bruin you'd take over Parayko, Pietrangelo, or Ryan O'Reilly. The guy that might deserve the most credit is Sean Corrali.
Yeah, I was going to say Corrali's been good.
He's second on the team in scoring this series with 5 points and is a +4.
Fourth line center,
5 points, +4. Brad Marchand also has 5 points, but he's a -2 and has been a non-factor in a lot of these games. Corrali's a factor every game.
Yeah. So I'll give you another Bruin, Carlo. Carlo's had a good series.
That's a good one. Are you taking Carlo ahead of Pietrangelo or Parayko?
Maybe Pietrangelo, but not Parayko.
Pietrangelo has contributed offensively, Maz.
Yeah, but he also had a -3 in there one of those games. He turned the puck over. He's
+2 for the series. Parayko averages 26.51 of ice. Pietrangelo averages 26.21 of ice. Parayko is an even. Pietrangelo is a +2 on the series. He has 4 points. I don't know. To me, the first 3 skaters off the board are O'Reilly, Parayko, and Pietrangelo.
Yeah, the Blues is no question. Parayko and O'Reilly in particular. Again, we can disagree on Pietrangelo, but I'm not telling you he's been bad. But it's hard to find a Bruin, you know, other than the goalie, who is in the top 5.
I just know for me what's unfortunate, and I think you'd probably both agree, is before we're getting to any of the quote-unquote best players on the Bruins, the perfection line, I mean, we're probably in double digits before I start naming any of those guys.
I mean, honestly, I'm taking, if I'm just grading so far this series, I'm taking Coyle, Johansson, and Corrali ahead of anyone on that first line.
Me too.
Absolutely.
And I'm taking Carlo ahead of anyone on that first line.
Yep, no question about it.
So they're not even the top five on their own team.
Correct.
Never mind top five in this series. Now you have the three blues, so you're right. They may not even be in the top 10 of this series.
I mean, it's really, again, when you look at it in those terms, it's disturbing. Like, because there aren't anybody, you know, maybe this is your point about they just haven't played well.
They haven't had, I mean, who's had a standout series? Krug has, but
early.
At the beginning he did.
He's sort of faded the last couple games.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, it doesn't. It's how you play as a team, and I don't know. I just think it's an interesting exercise, though. I think the Blues have gotten more standout performances from their individual best players. Not all of them, certainly, but more from their guys than you've gotten from your guys. Like, Ryan O'Reilly's as advertised. Parayko, Pietrangelo, as advertised.
O'Reilly's probably been the best player in the series.
Rask, as advertised. Who else on the Bruins has been as advertised, other than third and fourth line guys?
Nobody.
Carlo, you know, so it's... I don't know. Again, I don't know what that means. All right, here's another item. Today, Murray's reported this a couple times in the updates in case people missed it because it was at the top of the hour for the simulcast. What did the Bruins do with the ice today for Blues practice?
So apparently the Blues general manager, Doug Armstrong, came out. He wasn't happy with the fact that the crew putting the ice together was a little slow, like with the, you know, with the...
The ice wasn't ready.
The ice wasn't ready, basically.
Yeah, and when we mean not ready, it was... It hadn't been cleaned.
Zamboni hadn't come out. They hadn't cleaned it up for them for their practice. And the GM yelled at one of the guys that takes care of the ice saying, do your effing jobs. And then according to Darren Drager, one of the crew members threw back at the general manager, Doug Armstrong, and I have to alter this a bit, who peed in your Cheerios this morning? So a little gamesmanship going on there on behalf of the guys that
put
the
ice. Wouldn't it be great if it was Grizzlick's dad who said that?
Of course, of course.
Tensions are high.
So listen, you all love it. But this, I can't play this game with you because if the Blues did that to you in St. Louis, you'd be crying like little children.
Yep.
But, oh, you know, since the Bruins is like, ha, 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 we peed in your cornflakes, Armstrong. Ha, yeah, suck it. Yeah, Mac, who peed in your cornflakes? Yeah, defend the wall. Man, I can't play that game with you. Go to your fan board. I can't. I can't be a party to it. Go to your fan board and do that thing because it's so fraudulent. If the Blues did that to you, you'd sit here and say, what losers? What losers? Clean the ice. Practices at 1, clean the ice for the Bruins. What are you, a bunch of sophomores? A bunch of 7th graders? You know? That's what you'd be saying about the Blues, but since you're doing it, it's like, ha ha, Armstrong, suck it. I can't play that game with you. You go somewhere else for that. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean?
Of course!
It's Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse garbage. Clean the ice. What, you're going to try and prevent them from having a practice? Again, bad Little League parents. Like, let's just start playing those games. But you're used to it around here with the Patriots and everything. Like, you know, every trick in the book, I guess. But when someone does it to you, oh, my God. A congressional inquiry. Can you imagine how we'd be lawyering up here if someone did that to the Bruins? I think it's low-grade Mickey Mouse garbage.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Clean the ice, for God's sakes. Clean the sheet for them and their practice. But that's my thought on that. Bruins thoughts with everything else today, right after Murray's.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back to your phones. Bruins, Ortiz, the Durant injury and its ramifications, NBA Finals, all on the table. John and Rockland, go ahead on the Achilles injury. What do you got?
Yeah, please don't blame me. The last player that really came back from a real good recovery in 1 year was Dominique Wilkins. And thank you for the call.
Okay, babe. Someone said this morning, I was watching one of the shows, that the list of players who've come back from Achilles is really short.
It is really short. I think that's right. And Dominique Wilkins, I don't know that I put him on it.
He wasn't the same when he came back.
No, I don't think he was either. I think it happened later in his career. I'd have to go back and look. But again, and that's the other thing is
by the way, you're going back 30 years to find the guy?
Right. Yeah. I'd be eager to find out, too, like, you know, what guys have done it without being quote-unquote old. You know, like...
Yeah. Someone in their prime. It is like an old man's injury.
It is. Like. Yeah, it is. It's a wear and tear injury, right? Like
Marino.
Right. I'm sure in the case of Kevin Durant, he's probably got a 40-year-old's Achilles. With all the mileage he's had on his feet, like he's probably got an Achilles that was worn down.
Again, best headline from overnight, New York Daily News. Knicks lose game 5. Which I keep saying, Celtics win game 5. Tom in the car with the Bruins thought. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I wanted to talk to you guys about David Backes and particularly moving forward his contract over the next 2 years. He's got 2 years left at $6 million. Seems to be a prideful professional guy. You think if they win tomorrow, does he force his way out of Boston? Obviously, I think it's a modified no-trade clause. They're going to eat some of that contract. Your thoughts on Backes and, moving forward?
So his cap hit is 6. His salaries go down. So they're not paying him 6. They're paying him, I don't know, somewhere like 3 or 4.
His base salaries the next 2 years are 1 and 3.
4. So they're paying him 4 over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Not 12. Big difference. So they can afford him, except the cap hit still remains the same. Does he walk away? Not from $4 million guaranteed.
No way.
No way. Nor should he. He should wait for the team to buy him out or to be traded with them, assuming some salary or whatnot. I'd like to see them move on without him. I mean, I love the guy, but he really has served his purpose and it's done. I mean, Game 7 for the Cup is tomorrow night against his old team, and they're not even going to draw him into the lineup. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, no. I mean, they get very little use for him anymore. You know, they might have gotten what they needed in the very short term, which is they needed some presence and some leadership, and they were lacking in that at the time. But the fact is, from the beginning, it was a bad contract.
Here's Anthony in Boston on David Ortiz. Yes, Anthony.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Great show, guys. Hey, my take on David Ortiz. So the guy walks up to him, shoots him in the back. He's not trying to kill him. He's trying to paralyze this guy for life so he could not use his pecker no more. Because if he wanted him dead, he would have shot him in the head.
Okay. All right, Anthony. I don't know what your credentials are for that information, but whatever. I'll take your word for it. Is that possible, Murray?
Maybe. And also, too, so, again, we now know what the standing of David Ortiz is in that country. You said there's probably no one more popular than David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic, right, Maz?
Look, he's up there. I'm just telling you, the baseball players down there are, you know, the chief export of the Dominican Republic is baseball players.
So if this was the reasoning behind this shooting, I would imagine that this powerful drug lord also has pretty high standing in whatever community that is down there, or at least an area of it. So if he at least sends a message, and even if he paralyzed him, he can still say to people that would be obviously upset about this, well, I didn't kill him. So maybe that's his out, you know? I'm just trying to think of reasoning behind this, if that was just supposed to be like more of a message than a kill shot.
I am definitely not qualified to speak on these.
No, nor am I. I mean, who is? Like, how the hell could you possibly be? But, you know, it does feel like there was a message sent.
Matt in Boston on Game 7 tomorrow. Yes, Matthew?
Yeah, Michael, listen, you want to tell me that it's sleazy what the Bruins are doing with the bad ice? I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
Having said all that, my response to the GM of the Blues is, oh, you don't like the ice on the ice right now? Win your damn game on Sunday so you don't have to come up to Boston, okay? And by the way, the ice ain't going to mean a darn thing on Wednesday night. You know what's going to matter, Michael? Who wins and who doesn't? All right? I don't care what happened in Game 6. Game 7 is a whole different animal. So you know what? Just show up and be ready to go, damn it.
Okay, baby. Good call.
Yeah, I kind of think the ice will matter because it sucks at the Garden.
My comment isn't the commentary of the ice. It's just
it's low brow.
They have practice time at the Garden, and the Bruins made sure it wasn't ready for them.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just garbage. But whatever, it's not a big deal. I just know you would be crying about it. I mean, if this happened to the Patriots, can you imagine the lawyers the congressional investigation and the lawyers that they would hire, the White House counsel that they would bring in to adjudicate this thing?
Yeah, and I readily admit I'd be a big stupid baby about it if this was the shoe was on the other foot, as you always like to use.
Thank you.
But I will say there's part of me that doesn't like it because I just don't like the potential karmic ramifications.
Yeah, sort of giving them reason.
Like, what are we doing? Like, don't screw around here.
Just play it straight. You need to do this sort of crap. And I don't want to make a big deal of it. It's just a small little thing, and that was my comment on it. I don't think this is a big deal. But I don't like it. I mean, you need to dink around with their practice time to win?
No, again, I come back to the same thing. That's lowbrow stuff. That's lowbrow stuff.
Mickey Mouse, just cheap little crap that you would hate if someone was doing it to you. Rocco and Saugus on the Warriors. Yes, Rocco.
Yes. I want to talk about the Warriors, about my take. But first on the doctor. Listen, Kevin Looney hurt his chest, and he got a second opinion when the doctor told him that he was out for the rest of the finals. And Looney begged Steve Kerr to bring another opinion in it. And now Looney's playing, but I guess Looney's hurt again. Yo, the Warriors, they wanted to lose that game. Draymond had, like, a turnover at backcourt. I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, like you said, Matt, the Raptors were just, you know, they choked. They don't know how to close a game. And it's, when the Warriors do win, you gave them the Warriors life. But when they do win, I want Klay Thompson to win NBA Finals MVP. And that's my take, guys.
Thanks. Okay. So, you know, we're talking about this validating Steph Curry. It validates Klay Thompson, too. He's a bad man.
He is. Boy, he can shoot.
Clutch player. What was I just going to say? Oh, that loser thing, the choking dog loser thing of the Raptors, I thought Kawhi Leonard had beat out of him. I mean, I watched that entire Milwaukee series. They closed in a lot of, they won a double overtime game. The Bucks had him 2-0 and then had him in game three in overtime and double overtime. And the Bucks almost swept that team. And they, you know, they closed that game. They closed the series. I mean, I've watched a lot of that Raptors team. I thought Kawhi had sort of changed their DNA. Last night was old school Raptors.
Oh, man. My gosh. Again, up six. You call a bad timeout. Then you're up three and you have a 24-second violation. Along the way, they have an offensive goaltending, an offensive foul on Cousins when he set a moving screen, a backcourt violation, and then on the final play of the game, you end up shooting it behind the backboard. And I know it was deflected, but even so, it just felt like they were running, you know, they were pressed against that clock at the end. Golden State controlled that possession more than Toronto did. Once the ball got out of Leonard's hands, I went, oh, God.
Okay, we go. A lot of different things on the table because next, let's face it, tomorrow we're down at the Garden for Game 7. The day after is the day after Game 7. Something tells me the next 2 days, tomorrow and Thursday, are going to be heavy Bruins. So we're mixing it up today with all sorts of different things, including the Bruins. They're still on the table. But with Ortiz, the Durant stuff, we haven't gotten to the Red Sox team, actually, last night. We've hit on Ortiz. How about the team? Nice outfit you got there, Stu. Maz.
Stu.
We'll get to them coming up right after these words in our long commercial-free segment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Matt Barnes.
You again?
Colton Brewer.
Who? Ryan Brazier.
Brazier.
And those other guys.
It's back for 2019. An all-new Wheel of Gutless Bums.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora is faced with a tough decision. Who to use in a high-leverage situation late in the game? Now, let's spin the wheel.
Barnes. Brazier.
Thornburg.
Johnson.
Thornburg.
Brazier.
Barnes.
Embry.
Work. Brazier.
Thornburg.
Velasquez.
Embry.
Johnson.
And today's Gutless Bum is
Santana third, Andrus at second, getting the leads. And a line drive base hit left center field. That'll bring in Santana. Here comes Andrus. He is in to score. And Matt Barnes gives up three consecutive hits with one out in the ninth inning to put Texas in front 3-2.
Ryan Brazier on the hill. Santana rounds. He's on his way. Jackie Bradley firing home. Won't get him. And Texas has the lead again, 4-3. Elvis Andrus with his second hit tonight.
Well, let's get to the Red Sox, shall we?
Sure.
What happened last night, Ness?
You could see it coming, I thought. I mean, they get two runs in the first inning. Benintendi hits one out of the ballpark. They're up 2-0. Sale's mowing him down. He leaves the game 2-1 in the seventh. You know, going into the eighth, he walks off the mound. And, like, you could see it coming. You're like, can they get six outs? In fact, before the eighth started, I said, chances that the Red Sox can actually get six out without giving up a run? And the Twitter sphere got pissed at me, as you can imagine. And then what happened? They blew it. They gave up two in the ninth. Barnes did. They tied it in the bottom half, but then ultimately they were done in. So my question with them at this stage.
So Barnes in the ninth, Brazzers in the 10th, both gave it up.
Right.
It was 11th.
No, it was the 11th.
11th. Yeah.
Hembry lost it in the 11th. Yeah. So, like, I just, with the Red Sox at this stage, you tell me, when am I allowed to say it's just not going to happen this
year?
Go
ahead. Well, you're allowed if you feel that way.
I mean, so that's what it feels like. And again, it can turn at any time. I know there are a ton of games left.
If anything, Maz, I think you're late on this.
So you might be right. But the whole vibe of the team, I guess, and that's really what I'm talking about, is that it doesn't feel like there's any real impetus to change.
No. There's two guys I think you get that are trying and playing up to the level of who they are. And that's Chris Sale and David Price. Other than that, everyone stinks. I really believe that. Everyone else is underachieving or straight stinks. It's Price and Sale, and that's really it.
I mean, really. And again, it's like, and something goes wrong for them every night. The games over the weekend, I don't know if we touched on this yesterday, they had one on Saturday where they had an inning that went walk, walk, error, wild pitch, run scored. The Rays did nothing to earn the run. Nothing.
They just sat there with the bat.
Right. The Red Sox just literally couldn't throw a strike and couldn't execute a play. That's it. And then the next day, on Sunday, the Rays go up 2-0 in the first inning. The Red Sox get second and third with nobody out. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. They don't put the ball in play and they don't score. Then last night, they get a 2-1 lead going into the ninth. They go to their quote-unquote closer. He can't get the outs. They lose the game.
How about Cora's decision to bring in the infield? It's second and third, one out. You have a one-run lead, and Cora brings the infield in.
So I think it tells you the level.
And, oh, by the way, the game, the go-ahead RBI was a little blooper that Bogarts probably would have caught it short if he had just stayed there.
Oh, he definitely would have had it. I mean, it was a semi-routine, semi-line drive to shortstop. That's what, it wasn't even hit hard. I mean, he'd have caught it. Like, he could have opened his mouth and caught it, for crying out loud. It was that kind of play. Like, and so again, but this is what Cora is now faced with, because he says they're desperate. So on the one hand, he says, well, who else am I going to bring in the game? And the other, he says, I can't let this run score. I can't play for the tie and then get out of the inning. I got to try.
Oh, so that's a direct result of his lack of faith in who he has out there.
I think all across the board. Yep. Complete lack of faith in his team. They were up. So if that run scores from third, you're still 2-2. By playing him in, you run the risk of giving up two.
Right. But he was willing to go all in there because he didn't like his chances going forward if it was tied.
Correct. And
that's more about his pitching staff.
His bullpen.
Yeah.
Yeah, his bullpen. No two ways about it. And also his offense's inability to get a big hit at a big time against a reasonably good team. And the Rangers are average. I just, no matter what, how you slice it, it just feels like it's not happening. That's all. And I know that that's a very sort of intangible thing, but you look at it and say, last year, oh my God, they brought Brandon Phillips up and he hits a home run to beat Atlanta.
Yeah, everything went right. And this year, it's like everything goes wrong. They're just doing something stupid. Did you bring up the Brock Holt thing?
At home.
That was great. No,
what happened?
Oh, he blows. Ultimately, he knocked in the tying run.
Right.
And he could have had the game-winning run in the bottom of the ninth, but he blows past the sign, the stop sign at third base, and he gets caught at home like nothing I've ever seen before. I mean, it's about 5 feet ahead of the plate, and everyone's like, "What?" You could tell everyone's like, "What the hell are you doing, you idiot?"
Wasn't even close.
Yeah, tagged standing up. He didn't have a chance to slide because he's nowhere near the plate.
Wasn't even close.
The idiot.
And so, again, like, you just look at the whole thing and say, what's going on here? Like, they're just not, it's just not happening. And no matter how many chances you give them over and over and over again, new starts, new series, new opponent, it doesn't change. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And I'll tell you the other thing that I worry about now, Steve Pearce is on the DL. Mitch Moreland just whacking back on the DL. JD Martinez has missed a bunch of games with back spasms, probably isn't going to play the outfield anymore. Like, when I see that many guys go on the DL, I don't know, a year ago when you're winning 108 games, you're not feeling right. You say, just give me a couple of days. I'll be all right. I'll be back on Wednesday. Then this year, when you're going along at 500 and the vibe's not there, you know what? Once you shut me down, I'll take a couple of weeks off and then I'll be all right. Like, I'm not telling you it's a conscious thing, but it's there. Like, all of a sudden, it's not as fun. You're hungover from the year before, and you say, you know what, I'm going to go back on the IL. I'll take a little time off, and then, you know, we'll see where we are when I come back. Nobody wants to take the responsibility for it. None. Mookie Betts is changing his stance. The whole thing, they're a mess. Mentally, they're a mess.
Who sent us the email? Was it our guy at NBC Sports Boston? Because this was a big topic of ours going into the year about why they screw with the batting order. Why they move Benintendi to first and Betts down? You led the league in runs last year. Betts won the MVP, yet you're going to move him in the order? Benintendi in the first inning this year, batting leadoff, 3-for-37. 3-for-30. He's batting 0-81, batting leadoff in the first inning this year. With 15 strikeouts, a 290 OPS. Hitting second, he's 3-for-11, which is 273, smaller sample, but it's that thing didn't work, and I've stopped paying attention. Is he still in the leadoff spot?
No,
most every night.
No, they switched back. He went back to Betts. I don't know, maybe a week ago, maybe not quite that long. So Betts is back at the top of the lineup, and he says this is the way we're going to do it now. So they tinkered with it, right? They tinkered with everything for no reason. They decided to take a real cavalier, casual approach to it all. They changed the batting order for no reason. They did all these little things that just suggested almost like they were bored or something. Like, it really bizarre. And now, so I look at the whole sample now, and I say, three divisions in 3 years plus a World Series. What was really the aberration? And the aberration was last year. The rest of the time, they've been something closer to what they are now. They're not this bad. We all know that. But the two prior years, they were a good team, not a great one. Then they won a championship, and now they're an average team. So what I'm saying is take the big sample and take the average out of it, and what do you have? You have a 92-win team that loses in the playoffs.
This is a nifty trick you're pulling right there, Maz. You're just trying to say they're not as good as they were last year.
They're not.
They're just trying to – you're still stuck on that. This is why we're taking you to take rehab. You've got to give up on last year.
No, they had a great year last year.
And give up on 2013.
Yeah, but
they won those. The fact that they're bad this year does not mean they weren't good last year.
Oh, no, I might have to join him in rehab, though, for the last year's Red Sox, because they weren't as good.
No, but
this
is a nifty trick. You're piling on this year's poor play and trying to give it to last year's team to try and prove your point on last year.
No, I'm not giving it to last year's team at all. A team is every year is individual.
Yeah, you're averaging it out. You're drawing the lines in certain places to help prove your point last year.
No. So this is not about last year. I'll tell you where this is going. You can go that way, but that's not where I'm going. This, to me, is largely about Mookie Betts. What's Mookie Betts, Mike?
He's an MVP candidate.
Is he?
Yeah.
Looking more and more like Andrew McCutchen.
Is anyone an MVP candidate every year?
Mike Trout.
Okay. All right, fine. Yeah, fine.
Okay, but you know, people put him in the same breath as Mike Trout, like $35 million a year. So what I'm saying is, if you look at Mookie Betts' body of work now, is he a $35 million player?
Okay, now this is a different topic.
Okay, but I sort of put the Red Sox in the same sort of experiment.
They're a good team.
They are a good team.
Who's hung over and not fighting through it.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. But they were also put together without a bullpen. But that's actually absolutely come back to bite them this year.
No question. They were also a good team in 2016 and 2017. So I'm saying, if you take the 4 years and they're a good team for 3 years, and they're a great team for 1 year. What are they really?
Okay, still a neat trick by you.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah, no, right. Okay, so there's your Red Sox thought. Add that to the board. Ortiz, the Bruins, the Durant stuff from last night, and I'm going to give you a chance or tell you how you can win Bruins tickets to tomorrow night's Game 7. Want to go to the Game 7 tomorrow for free? Details on how you can do that coming up next segment. 90 seconds, no commercials, just a quick...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.